Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another.
Yep.
The date today is the 16th of September 2009 and the time is 1:15 p.m.
Yes.
If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
I'm Stuart Kelly, I'm 18 and I come from Daventry in Northamptonshire.
And how are you today, Stuart?
I'm not too bad, pretty excited about the whole experience. Been getting ready for it for a good few weeks, months, so it's good to be here now.
And can I ask, first of all, why did you decide to apply to be part of One Another?
I saw it on Sky and it was like the first week's round off of the first week, and I saw you could apply for it, so I went on the website and applied and forgot about it just out of a curious kind of thing. And then a few weeks later I found out I'd been picked, which was really, really surprising. And then I started thinking about what I was gonna do, how I could use the time to the best of my ability, all that kind of stuff. But it's really, it's quite good to be chosen. I don't usually win much, so.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth,
yep,
how did you then decide how you were going to spend your hour?
First of all, I didn't quite know what I was gonna do. First of all, ideas like play guitar randomly on the top, just sit there. And then I thought, I'm joining the forces soon, and there's a really good charity called Help for Heroes, which helps wounded servicemen and women from Iraq and Afghanistan. So I started looking into there, got in contact with them, and started thinking about how I could raise some money for them using this as kind of exposure, if you will. Mm-hmm. And it's gone quite well. I've earned quite a bit of money so far.
And you said you're going into the forces.
Yes.
What force are you joining?
I'm joining the army and I'm going into the Royal Logistics Corps as a bomb disposal expert, so I should be leaving in the next few months if all goes to plan.
And how are you feeling about joining the army?
Quite excited. I've been wanting to do it for a good while, but other things have been happening, like education and stuff like that. But now I had a window in my careers and stuff, I decided to just go for it, so it's quite exciting.
And why do you want to join the army?
It just seems like a really noble thing to do. It's just, without the army, the country wouldn't really be what it is. I know there's different forces and stuff, but the army just appeals a lot more to me just by the way they do things on the ground. It seems a lot more basic and proper soldiering. It really appeals to me.
And what's the training like?
It's going to be quite long, especially for the job that I want to do, but I think it's going to be, the actual training lasts for about 4 years altogether, but the initial is a couple of months, and it covers everything from polishing your boots to firing weapons and stuff, so it's quite good.
Yeah. And so how are you going to spend the hour today on the plinth?
I am going to try and make it as military looking as possible with camouflage nets, me dressed in army uniform, trying to get people to donate money to my friend who's down on the floor, and just trying to spread the word about Help for Heroes, a bit of information about it, stuff like that.
And how are you feeling about going up there now that you're actually here?
Really excited. Not nervous at all, just really want to get up there and start doing it.
And where are you going to be posted to, did you say?
I'm not quite sure yet. It could be, due to the nature of the job, I could stay in the country, but I could be out in Afghanistan or Germany, Cyprus, anywhere that I'm needed, really, once I get through. So it's quite good.
How far into the training are you now?
I'm going into the last part of the recruitment phase. I've sorted out my medical papers, that's coming through, and now it's just waiting for a date to go off properly, to start everything, which is good.
And can I ask you to say a little bit about yourself as well?
Yeah, I'm just a regular 18-year-old, if you'd like. I play guitar. I really like older 80s music, stuff like Guns N' Roses, stuff like that. I'm quite into the army stuff. I've worked at kind of military-oriented paintball sites in the past. I just like doing regular stuff, drive, cinema, gigs, just the usual kind of stuff, really. But today's going to be a bit of a venture out into the different for me.
And where were you born?
I was born in Northampton General Hospital, just in Northampton, near where I live. Which is, it's all right. Be good when I can leave.
What was your upbringing like?
It was pretty good. Nothing to really complain about. I've always had fairly big houses, good parents, one sister, so I haven't really wanted for much. It's been all right. The area that I live in isn't that bad. There's just not much to do for someone my age. You've got to travel to do anything. There's no cinema or any kind of entertainment in the town, but it's not all that bad.
Where do you go to go out?
There's three local towns. There's either Northampton, which is bigger. There's Rugby, which is a little bit smaller than Northampton, but it's quite good. And then there's Leamington Spa, which is quite close as well. That's quite good for pubs and clubs and stuff. Just depends what you want to do, really.
And you said you play guitar?
Yes, I do.
How long have you been playing?
I've been playing guitar for probably about 4 or 5 years. I'm self-taught, and I've got 3 or 4 guitars, and I really like it. Now I've been doing it for a while, it just seems to come a lot more easy when I pick up a new song and start learning it. It's quite good.
Do you make up your own songs?
Yeah, every now and then. Record them into the computer, see what they sound like. Just good to see what I can come up with, really. It's quite good.
Do you sing as well?
Sometimes. Not much. I've been told I've got an alright voice, but nothing that I shout about.
Are you in a band?
No, I'm not. I haven't really got the time, to be quite honest. With work and all the army stuff, it's quite tight, but I managed to get a day off to come and do this today.
Have you studied music?
No, I haven't. I studied lots of different things at school, and then I went to college and did a media kind of course. I'm quite into radio production, radio presenting. I've done quite a lot of stuff with that, with the BBC and stuff like that. So I'm quite into that as a main focus. So it's kind of stems from music, I guess.
Yeah. And what's your job at the moment?
I work in a warehouse at the moment, just picking and packing for the pub chain JD Witherspoons. It's all right. I have to get up at 5 o'clock every morning to get there for 6 and finish at 2. But it's not too bad once you get started. It's just the mornings that do you in a bit.
And what about your other kind of sort of passions in life? What would you say your passions are?
I love photography. I do quite a lot of photography. I really like listening to music. Music is quite important to me as a whole. I don't think life would be any good without music. I quite like web design, stuff like that, image editing, video. I'm quite into video editing, video capturing, stuff like that. Quite a varied bundle, really. It keeps life interesting.
Do you make your own films?
Yeah, every now and then. I went to Cyprus over the summer, and I've got a good few hours of footage from that, so I'm going to turn that into a short film documenting the week, which will be quite good. And I've got my cameras here today to capture as much of the event as I can.
And how about, sort of, just to go back to your joining the army?
Yeah.
What's the transition, do you think, from studying media to going into the army?
It's going to be quite a steep learning curve, I think. Media was quite a cushy kind of thing to do, especially if you know what you're doing, you've got the contacts, but when you join the army, everyone is equal. Nobody is better than anyone else, no matter what you've done in the past. So it's going to be a bit of a culture shock, I think, but it's just something you've got to get used to. You've got to expect it with the profession.
Have you brought with you today?
I've brought my friend Chris with me. He's going to be collecting money around and behind the plinth for Help for Heroes for the hour, which should hopefully get quite a few donations, because it's quite a really good charity. So, fingers crossed.
And what's Chris do?
Chris works in a nursing home at the moment, but he is also joining the forces. He's joining the RAF, and he's leaving in January, I think it is. Yeah, January. So that'll be quite cool. So we're both kind of on the same path, working until we get into the forces. So we're quite similar, really.
And how do you know him?
I've known him from school a good few years, quite a while. And we've always been quite friendly, always done lots of stuff together, especially random things like this.
How, Did you both decide together that you wanted to go into the forces?
He decided first, and then I decided it's quite a good idea. I've wanted to do it for a while, so I might as well just bite the bullet and go for it. You only live once, so I might as well do something I like. So, yeah.
And what do your friends and family think about you joining the army?
Of course, they don't like the idea of it, and quite a few have told me, sure, that's what you want to do, stuff like that. But they're supportive. They're not trying to stop me doing it. They're just concerned, like any good friend or parent would be. So it's not that bad.
And the charity Help for Heroes,
yeah.
What do you know about them?
They were set up to help wounded servicemen and women. They've got a few centres around the country to help rehabilitation and stuff like that. They need money more than ever at the moment, especially with the death toll in Afghanistan, even though the death toll's at 215, I think it is. There must be about 10 times as many people getting injured, just if that many are getting killed. So it's quite an important thing, especially going into the forces. You want them to have as much equipment and money as they can to help as many people as they can. Because
yeah.
It could be friends and myself that could be needing their services.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you thought about the risks of going into the army?
Yeah, I have. But I think the positives outweigh them. I think it would be quite a really good career. You get to travel a lot of respect. British Army is one of the best armies in the world, so it'd be good to have that name carrying over with you. So yeah, I think the positives outweigh the risks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who are you doing this for today, taking part in one another?
I'm doing it a mixture, mainly for, I'm trying to do it a bit for myself, because I need the kind of the exposure, the kick to do something. I'm a quite a shy person as is, but I think this will be quite a good eye-opener, get out in the limelight, do something for someone and a charity, which will be quite good. But of course, for Help for Heroes, that'll be even better.
Have you done anything like this before?
No, nothing like it at all. It's a right departure for me. It's going to be good.
Yeah. And what impact do you think this project will have overall?
It depends how people take it, really. If they think it's just a load of crazy people standing on top of a plinth, then they're not gonna think much of it. But if you look into it and look at it, how it's a portrait of England today, and if you just think about the different people, look at it, how different people, everyone's different, they've done their own individual thing, so it just depends how you look at it. I think it's gonna have quite a positive impact on everything. It's quite good to see different aspects of life.
And have you got any hopes or fears or expectations about your hour?
I haven't really thought about that part of it yet. I'm just waiting to see what happens when I get up there. Take it one step at a time. Anything could happen, I guess. It's quite windy today, so I might fly off. Hopefully I'll get caught by the net, though. But nah, should be all right.
And what's important to you in your life at the moment?
At the moment in my life, it must be my friends and family. Because they're helping me through the whole army recruitment thing and helping me out with getting to interviews and stuff like that, because sometimes you can't drive to them, there's nowhere to park, it's a lot more stress on your part. But I'm quite lucky to have that kind of support behind me, so I don't think I'd be able to do much without everybody.
Yeah. And would you like to say a little bit about your family?
They're just an average family, really. My mum is a sign language interpreter. My dad's works in a hospital managing a theatre, so quite good jobs. I've got a sister, she's at school. Grandparents are all retired. Nothing particularly interesting going on with the family, but they're just an average British family, working, chilling, good house, it's all right.
Yeah. Do you know much about your family history beyond your generation?
I know my family stems from Ireland. And I know I've also got parts of my family come from Canada, and I think some come from Scotland. My mum comes from Kent, so it's a bit of a hodgepodge of everywhere. But it's quite good to have the diversity of the different cultures kind of brought into one. It's quite a good mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your ambitions?
In life? Mainly get as far as I can in my career. I'm as safe as I can in my career. I want to finish my career. I don't want to go out early. But whatever happens, happens really. You can't really plan when you're getting into the forces. But if I can get into a get a good few ranks in the forces, get some good money behind, once I come out of the forces, I can go back into media maybe. Just a bit of a mixture. There's nothing really set in stone. But I'm quite looking forward to see what happens.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
No worries.